Okay, so we say our subject, Maisik Sofim. Maisik Sofim. Honestly, I was going to say this to you a couple of weeks ago, but at that time I wanted to have more breadth of an island to be able to come, and I was afraid that people would run away when I said I was speaking about Maisik Sofim because they prefer not to hear about it. Mm-hmm. So I left it for a week when I could do it with only having the diehards there who weren't going to leave even though they heard that it was about Maisik Sofim. Some people only get a copy now. Okay. The Inyan of Maisik Sofim. We always try to start over here with the Makoros. Try to go straight back to the source. Where does this all start from? And it's hard to find any explicit source in the Torah, the Maisik Sofim, where it says, Aser ta'aser es sofecha. No such pasuk. Shulchan Aruch, very little on the subject, as we'll see. But the fact is that for whatever reason, the Meshach Tadayrus, even who makes an effort to give Maisik Sofim, for whatever reason, whether, like I said, it's easy to find Psukim or Shulchan Aruch, whatever it is, there are thousands of Tshuvas to Shailos on Maisik Sofim. You see that this was as widespread as could be. The truth is that the Neidu Behuda, and his Tshuvas in Siman Ayin Gimel, writes already in his days. We always assume further back, people had more clarity than we have today, but he writes that the halachas of Maisik Sofim are from the halachas amumos. Amumos means vague and unclear. There aren't clear definitions. Like I said, there's very little Shulchan Aruch, and these days when there are much more scenarios than shailos, it doesn't make it easier. So, for example, we have shailos that they didn't have in the old days, which are very widespread today. For example, we have Chinese auctions now, right? Can you use your money, for your Maisa money, to buy something from a Chinese auction? All different kinds of raffles that there are for different Maisas. Can you do that or not? How about paying membership to a shul, buying a seat in the shul, right? Tuition is a very serious question. Can you use Maisa money for tuition? How about if you decide that you want to support a son in Kaival? You want to support a son in law in Kaival? Can you use Maisa money to do that? And again, these are shilas that there's not much of in the Paiskim, although we'll see that there is some of it in the Paiskim. But for the most part, there are very many new shilas around today based on the lifestyle that we have that not necessarily were treated at length in the Paiskim. Now, in order to understand what's going on here, so besides having to look for what the sources are, we have to understand what is actually in essence, what is Maisik Sofim, what is the purpose, the point, the goal of Maisik Sofim, because that's going to very, very much affect what we're going to do with all of these shailos. In other words, what's the definition of what Maisik Sofim is? And we can break this down into a hakira, not a very difficult, a deep hakira, very simple and straightforward hakira. What is Maisik Sofim? Is it similar to what the Torah is Mechayev in Maiser Oni? Right? Where every Shemitah, a couple of years, we had to give Maiser Oni and to take a tenth off and give it to the poor. Is that what this is like? Or is it like Maiser Sheni? What does that mean? The Sefer Achinuch describes the mitzvah Maiser Sheni. This is in Mitzvah Shin Samach, the Sefer Achinuch. And he says that the mitzvah Maisa Sheni is to take a person out of the different busyness of his life, bring him up to Yerushalayim, to be busy with Yerushalayim, with Torah mitzvahs, and the fact that he sees in Yerushalayim, Kehanim Avidosom, Mavim, Ashiram Uvazimram, should uplift him spiritually. This is what Maisa Sheni was about. And the question is, Maisik Sofim, is it just a straightforward sort of stalker for more people, or is it some kind of spiritually oriented exercise, maybe, that Maisik Sofim is to spend money on Rebbe Yisrael, spend money on Torah, spend money on Mitzvah, spend money on Ruchniyah. It's a tax to the Rebbe Yisrael, not a tax to poor people. Okay, these are broadly the two tzedakim that l'chayyir are possible to understand. And again, how we break down the meaning and the essence of Ma'aseh K'sofim is going to have very direct bearing on how we deal with all of these shailos that we have, clearly. Many nafkaminas, as we shall see. So let's start, as usual, by looking for the Makoyer. Where does Ma'aseh K'sofim come from? And again, like I said, it's not that simple. But one of the Makoyers of Ma'aseh K'sofim in a posuk, and there's more than one, the first one we'll take, even though it's not in order, is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, Parshas Vayetze, Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lema. Yaakov Avinu vowed to Hashem. V'choy l'asher titan li, he said, Aser Aser Amloch. Everything you give me, I will tithe for you. In other words, I will take off 10% of everything you give me. Now, choy l'asher titan li includes everything. This is not the din of Ma'aseh Dogon. It's very limited. Ma'aseh Dogon is very limited to what you have to take off from the Raisa, and it's only grains, right? And here it's Kol Asher Titan Li. In other words, this is a property tax, right? And not only property as in real estate, property, all property, right? Everything you give me, Aser Aser Anuloch. This is very much like what we have as Ma'aseh K'sofim rather than as Ma'aseh Dogon. Question is, though, could be, you could correct yourself out of this thing with Yaakov Avinu. First of all, it was on his own volition, right? This was his own promise. He voluntarily said, I will do this, he said to the Rebbe Yisrael. Some kind of a midas chassidus, it seems. Right? He took upon himself a certain vow. What does that have to do with being mechayev us? That even though what he took upon himself was done under specific circumstances. He was in a tzara. He was worried. He was afraid. He was leaving and going to the unknown. And under those circumstances, he said, Rebbeinu Shloim, I promise you that I will take care of me and I will try to give to you. Right? But how does that tell us, however, or doesn't tell us necessarily, that this is something that's incumbent upon everyone? So if you look in the Das Kanan, Bali Tosfos, on the spot there, they bring the Medrash Rabbah. And the lashon is, Yaakov tikein, lo seis ma'aser min hamomim. Yaakov instituted, he was mesaken, to give ma'aser from money, which means, despite all of our tainus, there seems to be some sort of a takonia, which Yaakov took from here forward. Yes, he volunteered it. Yes, it was under certain circumstances, but it seems that under those circumstances, his volunteering spirit volunteered all of us. And therefore, he was a takona, Yaakov was a sakim, and after that, everybody has to do this. They state in the Das Kanim over there. Now, interestingly, if you look in She'elos Yaivetz, which was of Yaakov Emden, Chelek Aleph, at the end of Simon Gimel, he writes, that his belief is that there is no Makor Min HaTorah in Ma'aseh K'sofim, it's only the Rabbanan. But in Simon Vault, a few Simon later, he says that he has Taka no Makor to be Machayev Min HaTorah. However, there's a Makor of Yaakov Avinu's words, Mimidus Chasidus. There's a Makor in the Torah that doesn't tell us again that everybody is Machayev Min HaTorah to do it, but it tells us that there's a Makor of Mimidus Chasidus also. Minik Toif of Eden to do just that. Okay. Now, assuming that this is our Makor now for Ma'aseh, assuming that this is Ma'aseh, it's clear in that case that this was not Ma'aseh only. Yaakov Avinu did not promise that he was going to take Ma'aseh and give it to the poor. He said, Aser Aser Loch, I'll give it to you, Hashem. Right? Or to you, Hashem, it would seem that it's matters of the spirit. Something more like Ma'aseh Sheni, right? And like that, Das Kanim in Bali HaTosfos ends off when he's describing how he took off something from everything. But he brings over there that he gave Ma'aseh from everything, including from his children. And Levi was Yaakov Avinu's Ma'aseh That was his life successful to the Rebbe Yisrael. What was Levi? Did he go to the poor? No. With Avodas Hashem. And therefore, it would seem if this is the source, then this source tells us a source of giving money to Avodas Hashem and not necessarily dafka to the poor. The Chasam Sofer, dafka, speaks of a life successful. And it brings of the Rosha of the Sifri, which we'll get into afterwards, Aser to Aser. And the Rosha of the Sifri is, Mikam Shemafrishim La'amole Toiro Maser. From here we learn that you take off Maser for those who toil in Toiro. Shatiyu Ameilu Matoiro, this is Pasha. Right? Chukai Zay Teleichu, Shatiyu Ameilu Matoiro, so he says, the Sifri says, Aser to Aser is, take off money for a melee toyer. Okay? Bot says the Chasam Sefer, V'loi dafka lo im loi toyero, elo v'dvar mitzvah sheyirta. Lefi nidroi shel hamafrish. Depends on each person's matter, but it's for some kind of dvar mitzvah, says the Chasam Sefer. And he says, this was the meister that Avraham Avinu took off, which we'll speak about, speaking of my master in the Kerem. Weil der mir Jakob auf ihn auf der Schule im Haus hat sich dann wie after a certain loch which was what mitzvus teuro mitzvus und beim Medrisch springt er dann selber schwutz nach lafrisch gar mit Bono der hifrisch levi kudish lashem lefrisch ilanim and lo mitzvah kudusha. So again, the Chasam Sofer says very clearly that whatever makiris there are not speaking about dafki giving money to aniyim, rather are speaking about giving money to Torah or mitzvahs. A mitzvah or kedusha, as in Lashon does. So, along the way of trying to figure out whether we're dealing with Meister Oni or Meister Sheni, of course we heard another Makor here in the Chasam Sofer, which is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Vayitem Loimaseh Mikoil, and again, Vayitem Loimaseh Mikoil, whatever it says that the Maaser is thinking of everything, we understand that this is not Maaser Donon. Rather, again, it's a Maaser on all of one's property. Pirkei Rebbe Lezer says it's Befeirush. Pirkei Rebbe Lezer states, Avraham Hitzchil Rishon La'aser Bo'olam. Avraham was the first one to take Maaser in the world. Lokach es kol Maaser Sidoim Va'amoiro, kol Maaser Loit Ben Ochim, V'nosan L'Shem Ben Noyach. Shenema vayiten loy maser mikoyim. This state, that's in the second of Rebbe Lazar, who says, Avraham Avinu took of maser from everything and gave it to Shem ben Noach. Look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim, from Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. If he goes through how each of the others had certain mitzvahs that they were given. Avraham nitztava b'milo, v'hu hisfalul shachris. Yitzchok kifrish maser, v'hoisiv tefila acheres l'smois hayoim. Dr. Ivan, Omar Avraham, kein ro'i loima. What it should have said is, Avraham nitztava b'milo, v'hu hisfalul shachris, v'hifrish maser. It should have said that. It should have said that Avraham Avinu was the first one who had a mitzvah maser, Dr. Ivan. Now, Vaz on the Kesef Mishnah on the spot over there saying, what's the Makar to this Ravid? Why is he saying that Avraham Avinu was the first one to take off Maaser? I say, the Makar is Vayitem Loim Maaser Mikor. He gave it. Who says that was a mitzvah? Just because it says that he gave it, does that mean it was a mitzvah? Zokter Advaz, Kivin Shal Yunoya Gimboi, Mashman a mitzvah. If they did it because it was a mitzvah. That's the assumption. Therefore, what do we have there? We have Yaakov Avinu giving Maaser, and again, he found clearly, he says, after Hashem Loch. Then we have Avraham Avinu, Vayiten Loi, Maaser Mikor, who's Loi? He looks for the first poor person to give it to? Clearly not. So again, we're not finding here a Maaser only the Kibbutz. We're finding more of a Maaser Sheni the Kibbutz, because who did he give it to? He didn't give it to an Oni, he gave it to the person who represented Avinu Hashem. Therefore, he took this koyin lekeil elyoin and gave him the maaser, which means he's giving it to avodas Hashem. So that's makor number two. Makor number three, we also heard already along the way, because we saw the Rambam himself. The Rambam brings the makor from Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok Avinu, the Rambam mentions Yitzchok was the one Gvurot Maisa. Yitzchok Hifrish Maisa. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. Yitzchok Hifrish Maisa. What is that? So that's the Pasuk also. Vayizra Yitzchok Bo'oros Ahi. Vayimtzo Bashona Ahi Meir Sha'arim. Right? And it says that he got 100 times as much as was estimated. And the Medrash right over there, Medrash on the Pasuk, said, V'chizora Dogon Chasri Sholem. What is it, Vayizra, Vayizra Yitzchok Bo'oros Ahi? Obviously, what does that mean? Is that the big chiddush that we're being told over here? He plants a dog on everybody does that. Big deal. That's not the wider the pasuk here. Right? In other words, why is that important? Elo, lokach es kol ma'asar memoinoi, v'zorach tzedoko la'aniyim. He took ma'aser from all of his money straight to others. V'zorach, the Vayizra Yitzchok is referring not to the grain that he planted, but it's referring to him planting tzedakah for aniyim. Oh, another makor for ma'aser k'sof. Now, if you look over there, now first of all, if we pay attention to the lashon first of all of the Medrash. The Medrash's lashon is Zora Tzedoko La'aniyim. Here we're finally starting to hear something about giving money to the poor from this Maisa. Also, the Rambam said Yitzchok Hifrish Maisa, Meisim bring this Pasuk Taki of the Makor. But if you look at the Targum Yonasan, on the besides the Medrash that I just mentioned, the Targum Yonasan, on that Pasuk right there, so the lashon of the Targum Yonasan is as follows: Uzra Yitzchok l'tzedakto ba'aroi. Yitzchok planted for tzedakah in that land. Right. So what do we find here again? The Medrash, Targum Yonasan, both of them. They go into Yitzchok, aniyim. Tzedakah la'aniyim. This is what we're dealing with over here. So we had Avraham and Yaakov, whose ma'aser said nothing about aniyim and everything about Avodas Hashem. We have Yitzchok, two makaris about this, that it was to aniyim. There's a corner there. It says, Vayivorcheyu Hashem, says, Vayimtzu Hashem Ahim Eir Sha'arim, Vayivorcheyu Hashem. So it's a corner, what's Vayivorcheyu Hashem? Vayivorcheyu Hashem b'momer. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam blessed him with money. Well, if he ma'asher omru zal, since Chazal tell us that it was about him giving Meister, it's perfectly appropriate. He got a bracha for giving Meister. Everybody knows that. That pasuk, which is said about Meister, therefore, makes sense? He was giving Meister. Okay, so we see all the others took mice. All the others took mice. Over here, Dafka, we have in Yitzchok Avinu, we have Mitzad Echot Tum Amori Chazal, Medrash and Targum Yonasan, who say that we were dealing with Tzedakah La'aniyim. We have the Sephorno who seems to say that it was the Meister of what it says, the view is called Meister of Beis Oitzor. What was the Beis Oitzor that he wrote the Meister to? It wasn't Aniyim. It's just a tushta. Okay. Akaponim, let's keep moving because there's more Makaris. Like I said, it's very hard to find any Makaris, but once you stop looking, so far we have three and we haven't stopped yet. Number four, another Makaris. Mishnah and Peah. The Mishnah and Peah, Elu Devorim She'elam Shiur. Right, this is a Mishnah that we say every morning after Berachas Aseirah. And in the list there, the thing, one of the things that has no shear, it says it's Gemilus Chasodim. Doing chesed has no shear. Zok to Yerushalmi on that Mishnah, and Tosfos and Chagiga brings this to Yerushalmi. Zok to Yerushalmi, Hado Teima Begufay. When it says that Gemilus Chasodim has no shear, that's talking about Gemilus Chasodim Begufay. But the chesed that a person does Begufay, Taka has no shear. Avol B'momoinoi Yesh Lo Yishir. Gemilus Chasodim B'momoinoi does have a shear. Now, if you look in the Modcha in Baba Kama, in the Agoris Modcha in Baba Basra, they bring a Makor from this Yerushalmi to Ma'aser K'sofim. Ma'aser K'sofim, they say, comes from right here, that Gemilus Chasodim B'momoinoi has a shear. And what is that shear? Now, honestly, the Yerushalmi doesn't say the share.
It's a minimum or maximum.
It's something you have to know what the share is. It doesn't say a share. It says, yes, Lashir, what is it? Yes, it doesn't say what the share is, right? So, it doesn't say a share over there of Meister. However, what it does say there is that the Yerushalmi learns that there's a share because there's a pasuk that says, Kabed is Hashem mehoincha umereish is called tevulascha. And the shear is, therefore, like truma. What's the shear of truma? The shear beinani and truma is echem mechamishim. The shear is yoytzer demashu, but the shear beinani is echem mechamishim, a 50th. And therefore, if we were the ones learning straight out of this Yerushalmi, I don't think we would say that it's talking about Maisik Sofim, but it's not easy to shake off a Mordechai who brings this as an occurrence of Maisik. And in that case, the Maisik would be the minimum. Although, again, like I said, from the basic Yerushalmi, the minimum would be a Mashu. But they still the Yerushalmi bring it as a Makar, via Agro, and your day in Rishman says, also brings this Yerushalmi, the shame the Mordechai, right? He doesn't make up on his own that it's Maisik. He says, look at the Mordechai, he says, this is the Makar to Maisik Sofim, and Remela, okay, if this is going to be a Makar to Maisik Sofim, clearly it's Maisik only. Because, Tamilus Chasodim, it's Gemilus Chasodim. This is put under the heading of Gemilus Chasodim. Right? So now we have at least one clear Makar, which whether it's clear in the Yerushalmi or not, but the Yerushalmi at least bring it as a Makar, as a clear Makar. And this is a Makar to Maiser Sofim, which is definitely part of some Maiser Oni, the type of idea, which they're simply called Sadaq. So again, we have two clear Makaris of Roman Yaakov, took it to the Meister Sheni direction. We have a clear Makar here, takes it to the Meister Oni direction. Yitzchak, we had a little bit of a mixed definition. So that was Makar number four. Makar number five, which we already have seen, brought. And that's the Makar that the Sephora brought. The Sephora in Malachi. Helviu es kol ha-maiser el beis ha-oitza. Bring all the maiser el beis ha-oitza. Uvuchonuni no bezoi soma Hashem Tzavokas. Hashem says, test me. Test me. Hazei Shechazal gets very excited about this. Because they say you're never allowed to test the Rebbeinu on anything. But here, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, please test me, please test me. Im lo yeftach lachem asar yubo yitach shomayim. If I will not open up the windows of the heaven, so to speak, for you, I request you to come to the ad believe die. I just have tocha, ad believe die, and everybody knows the Gemara in Tainus that says, what does that mean, ad believe die? As she yivlu sif seifeich and miloim ad die. That your lips will become worn out from saying enough, 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 enough. Right? We have enough, and the lips will be worn out from saying. I think that the top on the list of favorite reasons for your lips to get worn out. To be saying, die, die, die. Even though it's not so plushy, because die doesn't even use your lips on the other. Like upon him, that plushy over there originally refers to what? It refers to Maiser Dogon. Right? That plushy is referring to Maiser Dogon. Machoyder. So how does this become a Makar to Maiser Sofim? But again, when the Yishenim say for Chassidim, it's a Yidachos, and Simon Kufman Dalit says, have you as called a Maiser? Or you say a Maiser? Who? Maiser Oni. Losses la Aniyim Maiser Mikoa Shearvi Achol. Okay? So now, we're going to have more clarity in Yitzchak Avinu. Also seems to be Maiser Oni, because this Pasuk over here, he just translated to Maiser Oni. So we have Yitzchak Avinu as Maiser Oni. We have the Mishnah and Peor, which comes from Kabbat Hashem Behoyimcha, etc. Maiser Oni. We have this Pasuk here, which the Sefer Sivan says is Maiser Oni. And we have Avraham and Yaakov, Maiser Sheni. So we're getting very close. It's three against two. Another Makar. Sixth Makar, and the final one. And what are the times of Tesla Medali? My aser to aser. Aser b'shvil shetis asher. What does aser to aser mean? Take off miser so that you will become rich. Zok toisves hochi iso b'sifri. Brings us a free. Ein li ela tu azar echo shechayev v'maisa. All I would know is that he has a maisa of tu azar echo, meaning off of your grain. Tu was that maisa dogon, ribis uprakmatio v'kol sha'or revochem, other kinds of profits which don't come from our groves, rather from other business. Minayim, talmud loyma es kol. Aser, ta'aser es kol. Kol is marbe, rabbi zibis uprakmatio v'kol dovasham arviyach. As they state, and Tosfos is there in the name of the Sefri, that this is the makor through Maaseh Ksofim. There's a Ruan Hilchos Tzedakah brings this makor as well. The Agro brings this down also. So here we have another makor to Maaseh Ksofim, Aser v'shvil shetis asher. Badish Tachumo, Aser ta'aser, Aser v'shvil shetis asher, remez l'mefor sheyamim. This is the remez to those who set out on the seas. L'hoiti echad me'asoro le'amole teira. To take off chatev for amole teira. This is in the Medrash Tachumo, that's for amole teira. It says loim de'teira, loim de'teira. Chofetz Chaim and Abbas Chesed brings this. Beki Yosef brings this. And this is coming right off of Pasuk Ma'aseh Sheni. Right? This comes right off of Pasuk Ma'aseh Sheni. So, this is not referring to Aniyim. And, as we saw, Chazal, right there, Tachuma, who says it's not talking about Aniyim, it's about Amolei Teira. Therefore, again, this goes back to Ma'aseh Sofim being a form of Avodas Hashem, not a form of helping the poor. So, 3 against 3. So we have 6 different Makaritas there, which we saw. We saw the 3 others, and we saw a Pasuk in the Torah, and we saw 2 Pesukim in Nach, and this is our Makaritas L'Chaira so far for the Inyan, for the matter of Maaseh Ksofim. So, do we have an answer? We don't yet have a clear answer. What is the actual Hagdara of Maaseh Ksofim? But we have very clear Makaritas that it exists. We have different Makaritas which bring us in different directions. And then we have another interesting question. What's up with Maaseh Ksofim? Is it a Midas Chassidus? Is it a Chiyuv? Are you Mechuyev when I didn't think of Maaseh Ksofim? Is it a nice thing to do? Is it a nice minute? So the Tshuva of the Chavis Yoyer. Chavis Yoyer in Simen Reish Nun Daled says that it's a mitzvah d'oraita. That is the sheet of the Chavis Yoyer. Also the Chidah, in his Sefer Bris Olam, Bris Olam is the Chidah's Sefer on Sefer Chassidim, and the Chidah there on the Sefer Chassidim says also the writer. Interestingly, the Vilna Goyen, in his letter to his wife, when he left to go to Yisroel, also in his Pirush of Shnois Eliyahu, on the Mishnah in Peyer of Gemilas Chassidim, also says it's a mitzvah de Oraisa. Okay, so we have a bunch of G'dayli Acharim who say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. On the other hand, most places can say it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Most places can say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. G'dayga, on the Shnai is over there. As we saw before, we saw the Yaivet, or we saw before, who says that it's not a d'oraisa, it's a d'rabbanan. So the Hashulchan, in your day, Yeshua Tetziv Bey says, the Emes Shiurim Eilu the Ma'aseh V'Chaimesh Einu the Melatera or the Rabbonanu. The Asmuchu Akro, it's Asmachto, the Pesukim, whatever Pesukim you see, only Pesukim that actually matters, only Pesukim that would have made it to their eyes is only the Pesukim of Aser Ta'aser V'Chaimesh, which is the Pesukim of Mitzvah in the Torah. If they said Asmuchu Akro, the Chol Shetitim Yaseh Asrenu Loch, that's Asmachto on Yaakov Avinu. But Ma'aseh Menatera says the Aruch Shulchan, Urak Betzvua V'loy La'aniyim. Right? Giving to Aniyim, which is the sheet of the Aruch Shulchan, as we'll see later, giving to Aniyim is not Menatera. The only thing that is Menatera is only Ma'aseh Dogon. Therefore, this is only Medirabah. This is the Aruch Shulchan. The Birkei Yosef, which is another Sefer Dechidah, brings a list of different poskim who hold that Ma'aseh Ksofim is Dirabonon. And therefore, Roiv Poiskim Paskin, that Maaseh Ksofim is not a de'oraisa. In fact, the Bach Shita is, Bach in Yerideo, is that Ma'isek Sofim is not a Drabonon either. Rather, Ma'isek Sofim, he says, is a Midas Hasidus, it's a Minik Toiv, it's a Minik of Klal Yisrael. The Poiskim are not generally very happy with what he says about that, because they held that it's at least a Drabonon, at least not a Smachto.
Who's saying this?
The Bach is the one who says it's not so. Right? But the Tabat, Bach's Edom, the Taz, not the only time. Nemtzuch to Zayin Abayna, he's not happy with what the Shreya said over there, and he never showed any favoritism to the Shreya. So he doesn't agree. The Chavis Yor, Pashtetzach, Chavis Yor holds it to the Reiser. Definitely very unhappy what the Bach says. So one way or another, it seems that there is some serious chiyuv here that the person believes. In fact, let's take the Bach. The Bach holds it to the meaning, the interesting Chazon Sefer. Some mishloach to say over this Chazon Sefer. Some Sefer has a tshuva about the din of Chol of Yisrael. Some Sefer says, Lamaita, Yidin don't drink Chol of Akum, he says. So he says, depends. What do you, how do you want to approach this, he says. Chol of Akum is also an Adin. Okay, is it the Rabban? Okay, is it the Rabban? Chol of Akum, is it the Rabban? But if you hold like the Radvaz, he says, because the Radvaz held that in a place where the Anu Behemoth Tmei is around, it's more to drink Chol of Akum. So he says, no, you want to hold like the Radvaz, and well, nice, you don't drink it anyway, so then it's also Menat Tmei. Yeah.
What?
Oh, good, good. I'm happy to see people are still awake here. Kavaldi, yeah. He says, if it's Mutter Menat Din, and still people keep it, then it's also Menat Tmei. Why? He says, like, let me forget this. He says, a minig Yisroel is like a neder. A neder is Midiraisa. It's a Midiraisa, it's a neder. A Klal Yisroel does, and we keep it according to the minig Yisroel, it comes a neder. According to the Bach, my success is the minig Yisroel, no? It definitely has a certain achshivus, according to him. Hey, I'll go point. So these seem to be the Makiris and the Shitas to my success and where it comes from and how serious it is. Okay. So we went through what we find in the Baiskim, and what according to what we've seen up until this point. What would be the din taka of using Maisik Sofen for tuition, of using it for different types of Achzokas Limudatayro, using it for a raffle, for a yeshiva, let's say, all the things like that. Now, Chazon Sofen is Tshuva, we saw very clearly. He says, the Makayr is Yaakov Avinu, Aser Aserenu Loch, to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We will give the Maisa to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, for some sake. The Pashtus, Avraham Avinu, same thing, goes all over the place. So far, I would say, Makayr, Maisa Shani Dikadena could go, you could give it to wherever you are serving the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But the Netziv, the Netziv, in his Tshuvas, Meshiv Dova, Chelik Aleph Siman Ayin Hei, he says that the Makor is Kaved Es Hashem Mehoinecho Mereshes Kol Tavoscho, and he says that is Dafka Meiser Oni, and has to go to Aniyam. So he looks to Netziv. But he himself, Lalocha, ends off differently, as we shall see by Ezra Hashem. And Takaroi Foskim actually Paskim that Meiser Sofim has a gather similar to Meister Shani and not a gather Dafka of Meister On. We're going to have to go through more of that. But again, the easiest way to understand that is that the Makor Midrayaisa, the best Makor Lachayim would be Aser Aser, as called Tavua Zarech Ayyitz Asod Ashon Ashono, which is a posik of Meister Shani, and that's the place where we learn Meister Sofim from. And again, especially if we follow what it says in that Medrash Tanhuma, it says you give Ma'isik Sofen to Amolei Torah, and therefore, if you give Ma'isik Sofen to Amolei Torah, you definitely are going to want to understand that that is not Ma'isik Oni necessarily. Ma'isik Oni is going to any poor person, and if that poor person was not Amolei Torah, he'll get it. And if the Omo Bat Torah was not an Oni, he wouldn't get it. But that's not what it says there. It says give the money to Amolei Torah, which seems to say It doesn't necessarily go to an Ani. It's not an Amul Batayra. And it can go to Amul Batayra if you're not necessarily classified as an Ani. That would be the Medrash Tanchuma.
And first come, first serve basis?
In what sense, first come? Like?
Whoever comes, either it's the Ani who is not Amul Batayra, or if he comes first, or the Amul Batayra who is not for.
According to what it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, it doesn't go first come, first serve. It goes to Amele Tayyar. That's it. That's what it goes to. In other words, the purpose, the question is again, so this is earmarked. This earmarked money, what's it earmarked for? Medrash Tanchuma says it's earmarked for Amele Tayyar, which would seem to mean not Dafka Amele Tayyar, but rather whatever it is that is given to Avedis Hashem, right? This is our tax to support Avedis Hashem, our own or other people's. Right? Now, Taka, you look into that missive, although, like I said, first he says, that pasuk has to do with Maaser Oni, but that's not what he does at the end. L'maaser, the Maaser Dover over there, he says that since the main drosha for Maaser Ksofim is Taka, this Makor, of Aser to Aser, which is a Maaser Sheni, therefore the Ikem HaTorah is for all Ruchnis. That's what Maaser Ksofim is for. Therefore, he uses it for any mitzvah. His lashon is Maaser Sheni Ikroi Mishum Talmud V'Yira. Maaser Sheni. He can be make that comparison to Maaser Sheni. Again, he's not making it out of thin air. He's making it because that's the pasuk where it comes from. If he says, what's my sheni? So it says, Mantil Madu Yiras Hashem Alikecha Kol Hayom. Right? As they say, Kum Techois, in the Pasuk, it says, Beferish, what the purpose is. So it says, Mantil Madu Yiro. So what are the purposes? Talmud V'Yiro, he says. Learning and Yiro. That's what my Sishofen is for. And therefore, he says, the Gevaldi Gezach. He says, if it's man, for Abayi Hashem, and he's not learning from Maaser Sheni. He said, what happened to Maaser Sheni? He said, what actually happened to Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni was this: he took his own payers, took it off to Yerushalayim, and used it to support himself while sitting in Yerushalayim. The best way to do this, he says, here's what you can do. What you can do is you can make the shaliach. Take your money or your fruit or whatever it is. Have somebody else who's a Mazon Abayi Hashem with your money. And that would be a way to do Maaser Ksofim. However, he says, obviously, what's the best way to do Maaser Sheni? Take the payers yourself and go to Yerushalayim. So he says, whoever was asking him the Shaila, if this Soicha wants to take off time from his work, and instead of working, he wants to go learn for some time. Now you're going to say, we have to take off Maaser and give it to somebody else. So it's the Mitzvah, if from Machad Shandash, he says. Love Dafka? You want to learn yourself? Gesund to Heitz? Mach besser. Lechel in Masri? You chulu brochi for Reish Reish. Adar Abba. Gesund to Heitz? Best way to do it. In other words, you have $10,000 for Meisa, Oma Eichum Zahle gesagt. You have $10,000 for Meisa, Gewaldi? Good. Now, either you can take the $10,000 and support other people to learn, or take $10,000, pick yourself up, be great little Machim Seir, take the money with you and support yourself. Just to learn.
I wonder if a small Burma held like that. People would want to give money to the yeshiva and say, take money and learn yourself if you want.
Yeah, it wasn't from
I think Rishon Burma, I think it was a Maisa. It's not Maisa that he, someone would
be. He said this?
There's any of it. He'd give, someone would give, like, I don't know, a finished amount of money to the yeshiva. He'd ask the person, how much do you make every year? Why don't you take off a year and you'll go and learn with this money?
Oh, that's not true. That's exactly. Nope. This Nesiv, Kedarkoi, because he approaches Maaser, this is a beautiful thing. I hope the Oil Mayor is appreciating what the Nesiv just did. He turned the whole thing on its head. He managed, not only did he say that he has to go to Aniyim, he said to go to Amolei Tayyar, and now he said to go to Amolei Tayyar, he says, you can be that Amolei Tayyar. This doesn't have to do with Nesina to somebody else. It has to be Mafrish money for Avedis Hashem. Who's Avedis Hashem? Your own Gavaldi, somebody else's? Okay.
He doesn't have to go to
Aniyim,
or you're not yet
said to give me it. No. He says it doesn't have to go to Aniyim. Okay. Maybe if it's part of your program of Avedis Hashem, it could also be part of it. Okay. No, if it's Agi Frekta, Dach, yeah. According to the Chumash, it doesn't sound like it's Hafsir, it's the best. But actually, the Netziv, according to that same Mahalach, he follows following this Mahalach, he says like this, he says, what if somebody wants to go ahead and use Maaser money and buy Sforim? That was one of the shaylos that I had on hand. Well, to use nicer money and buy smart. So, up until this point, until we saw this mitzvah, I think we would think to ourselves, buy svara for who? Wait, this is not about you. Who are you giving it to, right? Zok to mitzvah, okay. You want to lend it out? Givaldik. Definitely better that way. But he says, hey, mokoyd mim loy la'atzmai. The svara goes to yourself first. If you're holding my learning in the svara, gizot the head. Learn it first. The parnos has to atzmai gedamis l'chol adam. Right? Therefore, when you buy this farm, you buy what you want to buy, what you're interested in learning. What did you buy? Right? You must buy a boss. El Shem, bom mi lishoil mi manu. But if somebody comes to borrow it, it's far from you. Mashielo yimeinu tzarek laftmai. If you don't need it for yourself, so lend it to somebody else. Why? Because these farms you're going to buy just to be your personal property. You bought it to be part of a program of Rabbi Zashem. Look at Valdi. Now you're busy using it as part of your program of Rabbi Zashem. You happen to have to be busy using your part of your program, why don't you lend it out to somebody else? But what if he wants it and you want it? You're learning this Masechta now. He comes along, he says, 1 second. It's from Isaac Sofim, isn't it? The Mitzvah Shemala Boss over here. Isn't this from the Gemach? So he says, no. It's only from the Gemach when I'm not learning it. So he's up to the fifth. Ready to kill that. By the way, parenthetically, the truth is I'm safer, who says that the same thing is true when a person makes a nether, that he's going to be mashal when he's fallen, we cash it off to, you know, my six often. Same thing. He says, the pshat is, you'll lend it out or you will not lend it out. But there's no reason why the other person should come before you. Very interesting. So that's the mitzvah. Well, if we approach it this way, with the bread that the Nativ is giving to us, and he's saying basically the money goes to your Avodas Hashem, or to Avodas Hashem. So what happens with us if you want to now want to build mikvahs? Want to use money for tzolos nefashos? Anything. You want to build shul, you want to build what you see is about the midrash, you want to build yeshivas with your money. Any mitzvah. For chayra, according to the Nativ, clearly comes out, it's loved after I'm here, so it should be for any mitzvah. According to this, that's it over here. So far, so good. I think it makes it extremely convenient, very flexible. You can take it to any good course. The problem is that the Rami Ruckenberg, who of course was one of the Shayna, he has a tshuva and he approaches it differently. This is in Simon Kufla Amidal from the tshuva of Rami Ruckenberg. Voice Meister! He wrote it. If you have mitzvah money, it seems to me, says the Rami Rotenberg, Acha shechziku lesitom la'aniyim, since they were machzik, which means they made it into a practice to give it to poor people, English anoysom le'mitzvah, you can't change it over to any other mitzvah. Tidnini kegoyzel la'aniyim. It's like you're stealing from the poor. And later on, he says, in that Shuvel, "Av ma'isik sofim kvar zochu b'hem aniyim al yidei minik." The aniyim was zoicha in the ma'isik sofim by custom. According to him, ma'isik sofim is very limited. It must be given daske to aniyim, and you cannot use it for any other mitzvah that you want to use. He's not the only one. Another reason. Two Yeshayim, the Maril, the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says, "Anoisnim Meister Shalahem Lasis Neiros Ladlikum Mishas Tefila." If somebody wants to take his Meister and use it for candles to light by davening, and nowadays it would be to pay for electricity in a shul, right? To make it light by davening. Shalik Kedin Oisim. Shalik Kedin. It's against Kedin. Why? Ki a Meister Shayech Laniyim. They zokta. Yeah, the ma'aser belongs to the poor, property of the poor, and therefore you can't take it and give it to some other tzedakah. You're stealing from them. How dare you take their money and give it away for some mitzvah? Taking from the poor to give to a mitzvah doesn't work that way. So we have two Rishonim who say it's ma'aser only mamish, can't use it for any other mitzvah. So according to them, you won't be able to give it to any kind of mitzvah, any kind of tzedakah at all. Only time here, So this is the mamishi over opposite end of the spectrum, right? So there's two Rishonim saying this, so again, two. So far, who? That's it. I think we're in a very schwache position right now. And if we don't think we're in a schwache enough position, so maybe we should think, well, we see Rishonim, we see Achronim, we'll take the Shulchan Aruch, like I said, there's not a one Shulchan Aruch, but it's on, and there are more, Reish Mentes. So if I was, look, there are more. Ve'ein lasis mimaster shaloi dvar mitzvah. Kegoin neiris lo beit hakneses oy shor dvar mitzvah rak yitnenu la'aniyim what's the makar it's listed right there in small letters right after Ramah he says look into the Maril and as they state the Maril but it's not the Maril Aloha Aloha like the Maril Ramah passed like the Maril we passed like the Ramah always come to Eishu Achayra Aloha la'maisa up until this point Maisa Ksofim is a very limited proposition. It goes only to Aniyim and not to anything or anyone else. Look at the Shach and Taz, often plots over there. And this is where it starts to get very interesting. Because the Shach and Taz comment on what the Ramah says. And they bring Harav Reb Menachem, whoever that is. Not sure who this Harav Reb Menachem is, but he has a tshuva. And you write in the tshuva as follows. V'asher sha'alta. The lashon is brought down more fully in the drisha. Asher sha'alta. Liknoit sforim min ha'maisa. In other words, somebody asked the shaila, can you buy sforim from ma'isa money? Can one buy sforim from ma'isa money? Kach ani rog lo hayis ben yodim, he says, this is my way, in other words, not the first time I heard the shaila. This is my common way of paskening about this. He says that what? Kol mitzvah shetavri liyodoi, any mitzvah which you have, kegoyim. Liyo is bal bris. What does that mean? Make a bris? Tell you that. Be a bal bris means to be a sandik at a bris, and the sandik, bro, sandik has to give money. Consider this a bris. And whatever promises and brochas won't get for being a sandik is important to know, won't it? Yeah? Ever a sandik anywhere? You want to get all the promises of tochas and the brachas? Give money to the siddur. Right? Baal bris amilo. You have all these harachmon there? Harachmon is baal bris amilo, refers to the person who paid for the siddur. So he says, what if you want to be a baal bris? We lahachnis chosam akawa luchup of a kai gavna. V'chein, liknoi sforim lulmoid bahem. Ulash ilon lacherim lulmoid bahem. Im loy hoye yecholas biyodik. Listen to this. Very important, you say it. Which means, you can't afford this. You don't have to give me a first stop. You don't have extra money to put into these mitzvahs. So you wouldn't be able to do it. So you wouldn't do it. Right? These are voluntary mitzvahs, that's it. If you have to do it, then you can't. Elamai, if you can take your mitzvah and use it for this, that you can do. Yeah? That will work. Yochel listeners for Nabaisa. This is Harav Reb Menachem, who is brought in the Shach and the Taz and in the Drisha, and they all bring him. Nope. Chayr Zetais. Chayr Zetais would seem Shach, the Taz, and the Drisha bringing this Reb Menachem. Chayr going against the Ramot, the Maril, Maram Rottenberg. All of this, those said, you can't use my Sofer for other things. You can only use my Sofer for nothing else. Let's go find him. And here, he's broadening the whole thing back out. He says, listen, any mitzvah that you have a hard time affording, you wouldn't do it otherwise? Okay, use the mitzvah for that. Now, for the mitzvah only, the chayr, nira, that wouldn't work. This would seem to contradict what the Ramah says. But if you look in the Be'er HaGoyla usually is the one who just brings the Ma'ariv Mekaymus to everything that's in there. But here the Be'er HaGoyla has this little siman inside the Ramah to look on the side. If you look on the side, he says that when the Ramah says that you can't use Kesef Ma'aser for candles for the shul, what does that mean, like the Be'er HaGoyla? He says the Ramah's psak, the Shein Ma'aril, is perhaps more limited than you would think. It's not as broad as you think. That only is talking about Because shevelav hochi mechuyu b'akopan u'lasas mitzvah zu, v'roiteli poter mimena b'maisa. You have to do this anyway. As you want to exempt yourself from paying by taking the maisa and using it to pay it off instead. Einu yashoi yisas. Aval iroitze lasas boi mitzvah she'einu yikvar mechuyu. You want to use it to pay for a mitzvah that you're not mamish mechuyu to do? Yashoi, you are allowed to. So what's he saying here? That's what he says. You can't be pereh achoyver mechaspe maisa. If you have your own debt to pay, so now you want to conveniently take your kesef ma'aseh and use it for that, you can't do that. Now, if it's something that you are volunteering a mitzvah, which you otherwise would not do, which is what that Rabbi Menachem says, givaldik. So everybody says there's no stira. Everybody agrees to the same thing. Everybody holds like Rabbi Menachem. My success is for all mitzvahs. Why do they say that? That's because you have to pay anyway. You're being pointed after him, Kaspi Meiser, said after you ate him in a claw. So, Amela, you want to go now, you have to buy a matzah for Pesach. So you're going to go and buy it for Meiser? So you can't buy matzah for Pesach or Meiser. Because you have to buy matzah for Pesach anyway. You need that. So now you want to use Meiser for that? What purpose? You can't do that. But otherwise, you could use it. A little bit. It's funny. He says it on what? He says it on Licht for the Shul. That doesn't seem to be something that everybody has to pay for, huh? Unless I wasn't told about it since I came here. Is everybody else paying?
Membership.
So we have to get tied to membership. But here, that's the pshat. In other words, whether that is membership or not, it seems that that was
membership
the kind of thing.
The lights for them.
Everybody probably got a turn, maybe, to supply the candles to the shul. That was probably the way it worked. Either it was one of the ways of paying your membership.
Yeah,
but it was something that was done. By the way, it's a Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and Maril. It was something that people don't know. Maybe the Kazakh, in the old days in Yishalayim, maybe you heard of it, that they used to, the women used to bring candles, big candles for Yom Kippur to the shul. Anybody familiar with this type of thing, what they say is, the women used to melt down wax, make it into big candles for Yom Kippur, and they say that as the candles were burning down, every now and then you would hear a pop, and it would jump, because there were tears inside the candles. And as the fire got and burned down into the wax, into the place where the tears were, it would always like start to sputter a drop as it went down there. And only recently in the shul that I founded in Eretz Yisrael, they started bringing back that meaning of having big candles of wax. I'm not sure if it sputtered or not. But Lamaisa, I'm not even reminded of that. Allah kapara. So I think it's up to Beragrila. No of us. Beragrila is a tremendous, tremendous finish. Because at least it's not a mystery where this all came from. We saw the Maram in Rothenburg. We saw the Maril. What do they say? They say the reason that you can't use it is because of what? They say because it's Momrin Aniyim. Right? That's what they say. It belongs to the Aniyim. What are you doing? You're taking away money from the Aniyim. So now, what are you going to say? You want to do a mitzvah? Yeah, you take away from the Aniyim, or you want to do a mitzvah that you wouldn't otherwise do. What's that heter over there? Why is that a heter? If the money belongs to the Aniyim, which is what the Maram in Rothenburg Befeir says and what the Maril Befeir says, you guys are Aniyim. What does this do what you're using it for? So it's a parallel what the Baruch Gila says, and it's not like Kasha. Hassan Sofer brings a Shaila. He's rather talking there about somebody who was Mishayev, that for 6 years after his son got married, he's going to be Mishtatif in his support, right? The guy, he married off his son to Bas HaMafachim. And he was Soyim Bechal Sukhani of that Talmud Chacham, and the father of the husband was Mitzchayev, and for 6 years he's been Mishtatif in it. It became difficult for him, and he wants to know if he could use Maisa for that. Mitzchayev HaDvorim, he brings this Be'er HaGoyim, and says the Pshat is, what you're not Mechuyev to do, and you can't afford to do otherwise, so you could use Maisa itself of it. So Mitzchayev says, well, according to that, you should be able to use the money. This is not true. Not true, he says. Mechilas Kvoido Shoga Beroya. He made a mistake with what he saw. Maril Hukas Rosh Hashanah, the cost of a head, Yat HaMish, and the Maitre Shahas Lanir. The Lord's telling us, how can you tell me such a thing that it depends what kind of mitzvah you want to use it for? Says what you want to use it for. You're taking what it doesn't belong to you. Yeah? And so, Mamela, according to some Sefer, the Taitch is that the Emes belongs to Lanir. That's really how it goes, and you can't use it to talk about any mitzvah at all. Of a fiat on Sefer, on that he says as follows. Umino! Now we now understand, based on what I just said. And he takes a left turn. And he says, Im miyad b'tchila tanhagosim. if right at the beginning, when he started giving his ma'aser, hisno, he made it smart, that he could do, use it for any dvar mitzvah, moide ma'aril l'ma'aram shebashach. The ma'aril agrees with that, that Menachem, with the shach brings, the inkan machlokes. Yeah. First he says, it belongs to the aniyim, you can't use it for anything. But, if you made it smart, that you're going to give it to any mitzvah you want, nobody disagrees that you can do that. How does that come from what he was just saying? He just finished saying the money belongs to the aniyim and you can't use it for anything. But if you made it tonight, well, it's not. And we know, he says, you learn from this, how do you learn from this? So the pshat is that. Ma'isik sofrim, the chassam sofer holds, does not belong to the aniyim. No. It belongs to mitzvahs. It belongs to ruchnis. In essence, it does. Wants to tell you directly, Chumayim. Even the Maram in Rotenberg, if you look back at his lashon, when he's telling you it belongs to Aniyim, he says something before that. He says as follows: Mois Meiser, Achas Shehziku Lesitam LaAniyim, Nira Kegoyz LaAniyim. Since you're machzik to give it to Aniyim, therefore it's Kegoyz LaAniyim. And again, Zochu Behem Aniyim Al Yidei Minik, Erzoicha through a minik. So what if that's not the minik? What if the straight from the start, you never started such a minig at all? To the contrary, you made it very clear. You're taking off your ma'isik sofer and you're giving it to divrei mitzvah. And you made the tnai, the fairies before, that this is going to any kind of tzedakah. Okay? So it's fine. Why? Because there's no chiyuv me'ikorei that it must go to anim. As we saw, most of the kairos come out that it's not anim. It goes to anim. It's elamai. The pshat was, the minig developed though, that you give it to anim. And this person, he's probably, all of a sudden he has a chesed and he has a problem. And he's been giving the ma'isik sofer to aniyim, now he wants to give it to his own son. Now it becomes a problem. Why? Because once you started this thing, the ball rolling, you can't get out so easily. So you have to make a tanai meroish, even if you give it to aniyim. You can do that also. You give it to aniyim as many times as you want, but you make a big announcement. The fact that I'm giving it to aniyim is not because I'm going to give it only to aniyim. I am clearly going to give it to any mitzvah that I feel like. I happen to be giving it to aniyim now. Even if you do a mitzvah every single day of your life, it doesn't become a nether and a tznai if you completely, they always said such a thing, that I'm not going to, I do it myself. I have a bit of time to him. I made a tznai kredi l'maisa that I'm not putting it on every day, and every now and then I make sure I miss a bit. That's it. I don't want it to be a nether, chas v'sholos. Right? So that's all, and that's what we have. In HaTorah Sondarim and Rosh Hashanah, if anything I do from how on, everything is sure is believe nether, everything I do is believe nether, believe nether, believe nether. In this case, though, it's not enough to say it on Rosh Hashanah. You have to do it the first time. As they come
first. What happened to HaTorah Sondarim?
So the problem of Tosfos Nedarim is, Tosfos Nedarim is only when it's personally shaykh to yourself. It's your personal thing. If you matter nether, you could say, I was making a certain Dovah Tov, and Dovah Tov is not a nether. However, when it becomes a sort of haknor, which is what the Maram Rotenberg says, it becomes, he says, it became sort of a practice of shatir. It goes to these people. In other words, you make an appeal every year, the shul makes an appeal every year, it goes to all the aniyim in the city. Now one year, you make the appeal, and you take all the money and go give it to somebody else.
So,
what's happened? It automatically is a halakha that was already nikma, that it goes to these people.
So when do you have to then make this determination of how you can do it? As your bar mitzvah?
Yeah. Before the first time you give ma'aser. Whenever that is, and if you're bar mitzvah, you have enough of a revach to do it, kizum tzol to that. Not all of us are like that.
So we all blew it already.
Okay. You said, hey, mincha after mincha, we'll speak about it.